Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will.
Welcome to Restoration Online Ministry. I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining our link on today. I want you to know that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is able to change it and work it out in your favor. Just give it over to him and he will work it out. God bless you. Thank you again for joining our line on today. Continue to trust God and he will work for you. God bless you. Hugs and kisses from Restoration Online Ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. God bless you. I thank you for choosing Restoration Online Ministry on today. I wanted to just personally welcome you for being a part of our line. We have been a ministry for over 10 years now. I am Camilla Parker, pastor and founder of Restoration Ministry. And I want to just welcome you and tell you who I am. I love God so much, and I just want to see other people knowing that God is great. I've gone through so much in my life, and I knew it was times in my life that I didn't know that God was there for me. And I understand that there's so many people right now in this time, we're going through so much. And sometimes our trust levels and our faith is a little shaky. But I'm here doing the ministry because I know the power of God. So the things that I've gone through in my life, things that I experienced in my life, and I know that God is able to help and change things in your life. So the ministry goal is to help God's people be restored. So many of you are broken. So many of you are lost and confused, and maybe people have told you that you're nobody and you never amount to anything. But I want you to know that God is there for you. And the scripture that I live by is Jeremiah 29:11-14. And it reads, "For I know the plans for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope in the future. I didn't plan for you to be hurt and have pain. But when you call on me with your whole heart, I will hear you and deliver you out of the land of captivity. And I will bring you back to the foundation." I quoted this scripture, but I didn't read it exactly from the Bible because I live by it, and it's like my daily word of thinking. I made it like my own prayer, my own way of thinking, because I had to come to an understanding that God did not create me to suffer. He did not create you to suffer. He created you and I to have hope in the future. That when we just call on him meaning to pray to him, to give it over to him, to let go of all our troubles and our worries and let him be the head of our life. It says that he will heal you out of the land of captivity. Captivity could be depression, low self-esteem, suicidal thoughts, feeling of unworthiness, being abused, drug addictions, what have you. He could bring you out of all that, and he could change you and make you brand new. So my goal is to get you to a place where you could begin to trust God so he could begin to do the restoration over your life, to rebuild you. Because God loves you, and you are God's greatest creation. There is no greater love than the love that God gave when he gave his life for each and every one of you. And I hope that as you join on our link and share the link, that as I pour out to you, that you will share to help others to understand that God is there for them and he loved them. So I thank you for joining our link. I thank you for being on. And I give God praise and glory and honor for you on today. And I'm so excited about the new things that God is doing in our life. The ministry has been on the blog for like 4 years, but God has shifted my spirit to revamp it, to redo it, to start fresh. So we had messages that was here in the past, but he asked me to delete it and just start a whole new way of thinking and speaking to you. Because the time is now that we speak about trusting God and building up our faith and knowing who God is in our life. And I'm a walking, living testimony. And as you join us on a journey that we're about to take in our life, this journey to walk with God, this journey to trust God, this journey to know that he sent his son to die for us, this journey to know that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that when everybody else walk away, he's there. That journey to know that we could trust God with everything in us. So I ask that you would take the journey with us as we start this new steps in our life, you know. I'm just so excited for what it is that God is about to do in our lives. I thank God for all that he's doing, and I pray that you will continue to follow Restoration Ministry. I pray that you will continue to pray for me and my family as I will continue to pray for you and your family. I know that God is great, and I know that God is amazing, and I know that God don't show favor, but he loves those who seek him. And I want you to know that God is closer to you who are brokenhearted and crushed in spirit. Some of you may think that I cannot go before God because I'm broken and I've done things in my life. But that is not right. That is not true. You could go to God just where you are. And your brokenness and your weariness and your hard times, he's right there waiting and willing and able to bring you out of it. So I thank God for you. I'm Pastor Carmela Parker. I'm a mother of four, married 15 years now, and I'm so thankful and so blessed. I'm so honored. And also about me, if you hear like a little accent in my voice, I'm from New Orleans, but God is amazing. So I just wanted to just welcome you and thank you for joining and join us on this journey. Restoration Ministry is about rebuilding, rebuilding the foundation, rebuilding who we are. God created us to have hope in the future, and he did not create us to suffer and go through pain. So God is going to rebuild all that brokenness. He's going to mend your broken heart. He's going to heal your spirit. He's going to have where you be happy and smiling, that tear, them joy. You're going to have tears of joy, not tears of sadness. So I pray that you would join us on the journey and be with us as we start this new chapter in our life. We're letting go of things of our past that we cannot control, and we trust in where God is taking us. So I thank you all on today. I thank you for joining. I just want to just welcome you. I just want to tell you who I am and let you get a chance to hear from me and understand what's the purpose and the goal of Restoration Ministry, because I understand that so many people are not able to go into the church. So many people have been church burned. So many people don't like to go in because they're worried about how people are going to think about them or feel about them. So this ministry is a ministry that you could come on at any time and get a word. This is a ministry that you come on and listen to any recording. You could join us on our live. Our live is every Wednesday night Bible study at 9 p.m. Eastern. Our live is every Sunday at 1 p.m. for our Sunday service. And all of it is Eastern time. And on those times, the lines are open, so you could dial into the number, you could just listen on the link, and you could be a part of a live service. So I pray that you will share our link, our phone number, and have others and be excited about the move of God that God is about to do in our life. So God bless you. Thank you so much. And continue to trust God. Put God first in everything in your life, and all good will follow. When you put him first in your life, everything else will follow. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. Just join us every time you get a chance and allow God to move in your life. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. Thank you so, so, so much. Love you. Thank you.